Genesis, I want to just discuss a father. And while you're turning to Genesis chapter 32, let me just say this to everybody really quick. Let me just say this. Since we're talking about fathers, I want you to pray for the pastors. This thing with Tony Evans, the thing with Alistair Begg, I mean, you may not be as familiar with the Alistair Begg situation. It wasn't actually as publicized as the Tony Evans thing. But Alistair, of course, being right here, was more of a decision, not necessarily a sin, not a sin at all, actually. It was just his opinion. This had happened a couple months ago. The Tony Evans thing happened a couple days ago. Pastors, they fall. They stumble like everyone else. I don't know what happened. I don't know the details. I don't think it's important to know the details. I think what's important is that let's pray for pastors. I mean, I can say from experience, and I'm not even a full-time pastor. I don't even consider, I think you guys are so kind to me. You are just so encouraging. I'm still haven't wrapped my mind around the fact that I'm a real, quote unquote, real pastor. And the reason I say that is because a real pastor, I mean, when I was growing up, I thought that real pastors didn't have another job. That was all they did. They were supported by the church. Growing up, and Reg can correct me if I'm wrong, I know the majority of the pastors at our church all worked a 9-to-5. Maybe this one guy called Elder Lockhart, we were at Akron, he lived in Cleveland, he pastored our church. I think this was his full-time gig. It may not have been. But I know I'm thinking about the pastors. Ella Nevels worked another job. Ella Scott worked another job. Bishop Pittman worked another job. To me, a real pastor in that sense is a guy that's full time. His whole living is because of income he gets from the church. But I know that's not really the biblical definition of a real pastor. But let me just say this. Pastors have a tough job. The quote-unquote real ones and the quote-unquote part-time ones. I consider myself part-time because I work a 9-to-5. Thank God, I'm like Paul. I build tents, so I don't build real tents. But, you know, Paul kept his job of being a tent maker so that he wouldn't be a burden, financially a burden on the church. My hat is off to that. Many props to Paul for working to supplement his income, even though there were gifts and offerings that were given to him from the churches. But it's a tough job. And whatever happened with Tony Evans, I just want you to pray. I want you to pray for the Tony Evans of the world. Because we're always hearing of pastors resigning in disgrace, some of them resigning because they were caught in some sort of scandal, resigning for, you know, financial or moral failure, resigning for burnout reasons. And I tell you, I just think that
Amen.
We should pray.
Amen, Pastor. Amen.
On this Father's Day, that we pray for those men that take this mantle to become a pastor. Because it is not, in my humble opinion, it is not a glamorous job. It's certainly not for most of us. You know, most churches in America are less. Did you know this? Fun fact. Most churches in America are under 100 members, just like us. Most churches. So that means that there are probably more part-time pastors, you know, me, guys that work a 9-to-5, than there are full-time pastors that get a salary from their church full-time. Some of them, I have a friend, pastor, he gets not only a very healthy salary, he gets a parish, he gets all of his utilities are paid. And some pastors I know, not only do they get a parish, that's a house, they get housing accommodations. They actually get a car and room and board payments. So they literally, you know, they literally live, the church just provides them with everything. When I was in Elyria, our pastor, his house, his utilities and all was paid for by the church. He had to pay for his own car. But the church offered him a car allowance. So anyway, I said all that to say, some guys that are doing this are really doing it because they just love the church. They're not doing it for the money, amen? I'm not doing it for the money, although I'll take all the money you guys want to donate to me. I'll take it graciously and humbly, and I will thank you. I'll even give you a receipt for it. I don't care. But I'm just kidding. But I thank God for, I thank God that I do have a job. I thank God for my health, and I'm able to work and supplement. But I wish I could do more. And I really do. I really wish I could do more. I wish I could have been in that room when Sister Ethel got her surgery the other day. I can't. I wish I could have done more for some of our other saints that are in hospitals or shut in or sick. I remember the pastor that we had, he always made home visits. I love y'all with all my heart. I'm just not interested in coming to your home for dinner, maybe. No, just kidding. But I'm just not that. That's home visits, hospital visits. I work so hard. I just don't have the time and energy to do that. But I thank God for men that do that. Amen. Our pastor was always in the hospitals, in the homes of the saints that were sick and shut in their homes, visiting them. Like, we got a once a year visit from our pastor. My mother actually made us paint our room once. Reg may not remember that. I remember painting the attic blue because Ellen Nevels was coming over. And I'm thinking, like, why? Dude, it's just another guy. He works at Firestone, for crying out loud. But at any rate, we would get these once a year visits. And I think that, I really think that pastors really deserve our prayers, and they deserve a lot of credit. And I just want you to pray. I want you to pray for Tony. Tony Evans is special in my life because I've met him personally. I haven't been to Oak Cliff Bible Church, but I've heard him preach at least four or five Promise Keepers. He's always touched me. I had a chance to meet him in the tent when they would sell some of their books and stuff. I have a ton of his books, and I just think that these guys need our support and our prayers. Amen. And they don't need our speculation. They don't need our criticism. You know, these are just regular men. You know, even if they're pastoring mega churches, they're just regular guys. So pray for their strength. Amen. Pray for my strength. You know, I'm just a little dude. You know, I'm not nowhere near. Tony Evans has two services and probably 10,000 members. I'm thinking about, don't forget the little dudes that have 75 members. My nephew, JD, pastors a church in Houston, under 100 members. Pray for the cats that have the little churches too, because we're under attack as well. The devil doesn't give us a pass because we ain't making no money. He ain't just going after the rich pastors. He's going after all of us. And even if he can't trick us into sinning and falling, he can discourage us and just break our spirits. You know? And so just pray for us. Now, this is not to be this wasn't designed to be a commercial or self-serving or to be, you know, some sort of give credit to pastors. The thing with Tony just really shook me, you know? And I just want you to pray for Oak Cliff, pray for BBC, pray for Dennis's church, pray for Mike Peeler, pray for all the churches that you are familiar with, that you may have come from. That God will keep these pastors and keep these men and encourage their families. I think of Priscilla and Tony Evans Jr. And I just think of the kids and their kids. You know, this whatever the issue is, I pray for them. Amen. I even prayed for Jim Baker when he fell. You know, thank God the Lord brought him back. I prayed for Jimmy Swagger when he fell. So I go way back. This is not just some new thing. You know, we've been hearing of these controversial scandals. I pray for the TD Jakes situation. I hope none of that stuff is true. Please pray. Mark, you want to say something?
Yeah, and just
the moral of the story is, you know, yeah, the moral of the story is, when saints, when you have a problem, don't call me. No, call Bob, call Coach, call Rod, call Reg. No, but you know, let me just say this, and I'm just gonna really read a verse, because I feel like, you know, Mark, that probably was the message, and all of your testimonies were the message today. So I'm not even gonna preach. I am gonna read one scripture in Philippians, actually two. But let me just say this. The way the church was set up, the elders were really always the head of the church. I don't know where this new idea came into being about the pastor having the final word or the only word. That was never the way the church was set up in the New Testament. The pastor, he followed orders like the ushers. Really, yes, the pastor would teach, but the elders maintained oversight over the money, over the actions, the disciplining. That was done by the elders. I won't get into the theology of it. You can look it up. And by the way, if you have no clue what we've been talking about the last 10 minutes with the Tony Evans thing, I'm sure, unless you're ahead, I mean, if you just Google Tony Evans and you'll get the whole story. Well, you'll get what story was publicly released. But Mark is right. Pastors are falling. Pastors are failing. And I'll tell you, I've asked the Lord, I'd rather resign. I'd rather retire. I don't want to be in any type of scandal that hurts the body. Really. I mean, your salvation is more important than my reputation. That's a good sermon title, but it's true. Your salvation. I don't ever want to be in a position where I cause people to miss Jesus, where I cause people to not see God. It's not worth it. Really. It's not worth it. I don't care how much money a pastor is making. I looked up Tony Evans' speaking fees. I looked up T.D. Jakes' speaking fees because they're part of the Speakers Speaking Bureau. And I know a pastor in Cleveland Heights that had T.D. Jakes. His speaking fee was $30,000. That was for one night. That was for one night. So that doesn't include book sales, CD sales, MP3 downloads. I mean, and that's low compared to what a lot of other speakers make. I mean, it's just outrageous. I said all that to say, the kind of money that these guys are involved with is staggering, and so these become little fiefdoms. They become little empires. These churches and these ministries. And so where we need to pray is that, Lord, what Mark said is right. Let's not elevate these men to godlike status. That hurts as well. If a guy thinks when he speaks, he's like, what was the commercial? Everybody listens. E.F. Hutton, right. When this guy speaks, E.F. Hutton speaks, everyone stops and listen. No, everyone shouldn't. And I've tried to the best of my ability in my pastorate, encourage you guys to be like the Bereans. You know what the Bereans did? They held the preachers and speakers accountable. According to Acts 17:11, you see how I got that shameless plug in for Acts 17:11? Acts 17:11, the Bereans were more noble-minded than the Thessalonians because they went home every day after a sermon, after a lesson, and they search the scriptures and they see if what this guy is saying is true. They didn't leave their notes on the pews or on the tables or in the trash. Oh, I'm sorry. They didn't even have notes back then. I'm sorry. No, but they would check out and they would make sure that what the apostles were preaching and teaching was accurate. Amen. Don't let a guy, don't even let me, don't give anybody a free pass. Don't let guys just say anything unchecked, unaccountable for, unscrutinized. None of us are above reproach, right? It's the Word of God. The Word of God is the only thing that has inscrutable status. And that's it. Everything else needs to be checked, verified, confirmed, and rechecked. Okay? Don't go to hell following a man because you like him. And he's a good dude or whatever. Know the Word, right? This is a really great service today. I'm gonna tell you, we're learning something. We may not have gotten into Jacob as much as I wanted to, but I hope you're learning something. This Tony Evans thing kind of shook me to my core because, he's kind of like one of my, he doesn't know it, but to me, he's like a spiritual mentor, a guy that just really was a good teacher. And I like preachers that are expositional. That is, guys that aren't just shaking the mic and hollering and yelling and spitting and screaming. I like guys that just stand flat-footed and just teach the Word clearly and understandably. And that's what I think Dr. Evans was. But at any rate, I think what's important is that we've learned that A, let's pray for our leaders, right? B, let's hold our leaders not only accountable, but let's make sure that we follow them only as they follow Christ. That's what Paul said, right? Follow me as I follow Christ. Don't give me a free lunch. Don't give me total, you know, absolution like I'm a God. We're not. We're just men. And maybe number three is that we take responsibility for making sure we know the Lord for ourselves. If there was nobody up here, you can find, you can know Jesus, you can live for Jesus, you can follow Jesus without any pastor. Amen? Amen. Amen. So remember the oversight. Remember the leaders. Amen? Pray for them. Don't always find ways to criticize them. I know a lot of them make a lot of money. A lot of them don't make any money. A lot of them do things that are untoward, but that shouldn't be how we define them. Amen? That should not be a living legacy. Yes. I'm sorry, what was that? Oh, yeah. So I know you're on the air, didn't hear it, but what Sister Delilah brought up, and she's qualified to talk about this because of her credentials, about the amount of men that commit suicide in the ministry. Now, I love y'all with all my heart, but I... Y'all know where this is going, right? You know, to the grace of body, grace of God, I ain't trying to die for, you know. I'm hoping I have enough courage to die for the Lord as a martyr if I'm ever put in that position. But for y'all, no, just kidding. No, I love you guys. No, I just think that the stresses of this job does cause some men to just end it. And that's just unfortunate. I know that if I'm too stressed about BBC, then I'm not doing something right. If I'm not too stressed about my work, my ministry here, then I'm not in the right place because something's wrong. Yeah, I do get upset when some of these cords and cables and mics and cameras don't work. That's a whole different thing. That's an IT thing. You know, all my IT customers drive me crazy, but that's not what I'm really talking about. I mean, stressed about the ministry, about sermon prep, about prepping for lesson, about preaching, about playing. This stuff that I do, this is the joy of my heart. I love it. If y'all fired me, I would go and find another place to work, but I would not retire from doing this. IT, yes, I'll retire from IT tomorrow, especially if Rosie could get me the kind of package that she's getting. You know, if I could get that kind of umbrella, you know, from, you know, Cleveland Clinic or University, yeah, I'd retire, but unfortunately, PC Alternatives doesn't have that kind of retirement program yet, but, I would definitely do this. If I could do this for a living, I would do it gladly because I love sharing God's word. I love talking about it. I love sharing it. I love teaching it. I love hearing y'all share it and y'all testify. I love the music. So this would be great. Amen. So let's just pray that we keep it simple. That's the one thing I love about what Pastor Meek has done with the starting of this ministry. It's always about simplicity. Keep it simple. Don't get too elaborate. Don't get too fancy. Don't have too many programs and auxiliaries and this and that going. You know, just keeping it basic. Come to church, worship, right? Y'all, I know food is being delivered. Y'all just hear me for a few more minutes. Listen to me for a couple. Yeah, see, y'all ain't even, you know. I'm up here pouring out my heart. One of my best pastors have resigned, and you guys are looking at the Cracker Barrel food coming in. Can I get a minute? Just two more minutes, you know? Just two more minutes. If I could just get two more minutes of your undivided attention, I will sit down, I promise you. But listen to this. The thing about this situation is that men have egos. They let the praises of people go to their heads. Amen. So too many compliments can be detrimental. Encouragement, no, because encouragement is oxygen for the soul. I think there's a difference between a compliment and encouragement. You know, I think that we should encourage each other. The Bible talks about that. But I just want you to pray. Maybe even more important than encouragement is prayer. Prayer for our elders, prayer for our oversight, that the Lord will bless our small congregation here, both online and on site, to be pleasant and desirable in his sight. And that's what I was just going to read, this passage in Philippians that says, Philippians 1, 6, for I am confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. Be encouraged this morning that he, capital H, Jesus, Jesus the Messiah, our Lord and Savior, have begun a good work in us. He started something good in us. Don't worry about anything else but what God is doing in your life personally. Don't let it die. Don't let it stop. Don't let it end. Amen? And then finally, from the King James Version, Philippians 2:13 says, for it is God who worketh. The King James says God which worketh, but I think it should be God who. He's a person, not a thing. God who worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. That's my message. Lord, may you work in us. May you have pleasure. Listen, may the Lord have, let me turn this on because I want to walk towards the keyboard as I'm shutting down. Lord, may you have pleasure in our lives. Amen. I mean, that's really what we want. We want the Lord to be pleased with what we're doing. This mic will not turn on for some reason, so that means it's not going to turn on. Okay, that's okay. So we want the Lord to be pleased with our lives. Amen. That should be your prayer. Everybody with me? Just as I sit, I was trying to walk toward the seat, but for some reason my mic would not go to green and stay green. So, okay. So, Mark, can you give me just a little bit more on the white mic? Okay, maybe that's
yes.
It there.
Yes, sir.
Nope, I'm not getting anything there.
It's the batteries probably.
Okay, so may our prayer be. It's there. I'll get it. May our prayer be, Lord, may I be pleasing in your sight. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so any questions before I sit down? Because my mics are not working with me. Thank you so much. Thank you. Peyton, I don't know. I took your mic, so I don't know what you're going to use. You can try this cheap mic here.